the sukkah. How do you redefine the floor level of the sukkah? There's too much height to my sukkah. We're above the maximum height of 20 amas. So I have two solutions. I could lower the ceiling. I could raise the floor, as we saw last week. For obvious practical reasons why raising the floor is simpler and less expensive. I want to raise the floor. So if I'm going to call in a construction crew and build a permanent floor, kuli amalo pligi, that's great. But let's say that might not be so much cheaper than lowering the schach. What I want to do, sukkah is not forever. Sukkah is for a week. So I'll raise the floor by laying down a layer of stuff on top of the floor. So ramp it up to within 20 amos. Within 20 amos of the schach. So does that work or does that not work? So what's the answer? It depends, right? Depends on which, how many factors? Two factors, correct. Which two factors depend on? So let's pick up. We'll discuss that afterwards. But coming back in after the brief pause. So again, whether raising the floor, the putting stuff to raise the floor works, and that depends on, as you said, two variables. What are the two variables? Number one, what's the stuff? And number two, what did I do to this stuff? Right? Is it kar muksasas, or is it teven, or is it afar? And was I mevatalit, or I merely plan to enasul if I know, I have no plans to take it away, or it's tam, or actually have plans to take it away? So those two variables define that there are cases everyone agrees the laying down material does not work. For instance, kar muksasos, or for instance, if you ain't asid, if you're asid lefando, so if you know you plan to take it away soon, it definitely does not work. If it's teven or afar, you're mevatel it, essentially it does work. And then there are a host of cases that are in between. So there are machlokas, whom and whom? Machlokas between Yossi and Rabban. Right? If Yossi was, who was more makel? Who saw more opportunities for bitul? If Yossi, right? Rabban seemed to say it has to be tevin bitul, afar bitul. If Yossi, no, we're mevatel it. There can be cases of the tevin if it's us enos sefeno. So if it's afar, even if it's stam, also works. Okay, if case everyone agrees it does work to raise the floor, if a case where everyone agrees it does not work, it's not balta, does not raise the floor, then you have the case which are a machlokas. So one major issue we saw in the sugya, we had seen that Rashi had raised three points. We're going to dig into one, then we're going to see how the Ritva responds. And so we saw Rashi, the big issue, the machlokas between Rashi on the one side, and one hand, or in Chanan and Ravya on the other hand, was about what question? What was the question? Yeah?
Does bitul last for only the seventh day of horizon?
Right. Are we looking for bitul yolam, or are we merely, does it suffice to have bitul l'shiva? Which Rashi said three times as 7 days. Fourth time he said kol me'achag, which indicates to us it's not really about 7 days per se, but it's about the time horizon of the mitzvah. The whole parasha of sukkah shuts down for 7 days. Rashi says that's good enough. Rabbeinu Chanan disagreed. The Rav Yah disagreed. We saw you last time we spent some time on the Ran, who seeks to defend Rashi, and he gets involved in the parallel Aholos sugyas, so Tumas Meis issues, and he sees that was a Chiddush, a little bit of the Ran. We saw last time that the parallel of 7 days in a Sukkah context is, in a Tumas Meis context, was what? Was Kozman Shat Tumashah. If you're planning to leave the mace in the next door room for 45 minutes until the Chevra Kedisha comes, or you plan to leave for a few hours, as the case may be, so you need bitul, the equivalent of a bitul for 7 days by a sukkah, the item that you're using to block the doorway, needs you plan to leave it there for as long as the mace is on the other, in the other room. And that's good enough. And that's the approach of Rashi. They don't need le'olam forever mamish. It's not in absolute terms le'olam. All you're looking for is bitul relative to context, which in Sukkah is bitul for 7 days, which for Tumas Meis, the Ran argues, is bitul for Kozman Shah Meis Sham. And the Chiddush of the Ran was that the halachos of Tumas Meis will continue to apply. not that the parshas of Tumas Mace is over, but this particular application will stop, because this particular mace will be removed after 45 minutes, after 3 hours, after a day, what have you. Okay, so that was the run. Now, there's a rush as well. Let's take a look at the rush. Rush also, as a generation of two or three before the Ran, also quoted the Machlokes and sought to defend Rashi. Let's take a look inside. Rush right over here. Perek Aleph Simen Beis. If you're using the Gemara that I have, so it's Nun Zayin Amud Beis, page 114. If you have some of the fancier Gemaras with a different pagination. Either way, the Simen numbers are the same. Simen Beis. Perek Aleph, Simen Beis. Ha'isa Gavoa Me'esim Uva L'ma'ata. See, it begins by working through the Gemara, then halfway through that Simen, it's a short Simen, he says, by the way, after he says, Lach Rabbanan, he says, Kol Bitl, Lach Rabbanan, in other words, we're going to require Tevenu Bitlo, offer Bitlo, and then he goes on to say, Kol Bitl Deshmaitin, Pirish Rashi L'Zayin Hayamim. Every time he uses the terminology of Bitl, which is relevant, lahalachically passed on to Chachamim, every time the Gemara used the word bitl, Rashi explained over and over 7 days. Rabbeinu Chananel, Rabbeinu Avi HaEzri, Rabbeinu Chananel, the Ravya, Perishu, they explained that no, ad olam, it means forever, not for the duration of this mitzvah, but forever, indefinitely. The Nira Kepirish Rashi, the Rush says, I can demonstrate, like Rashi's pshat, that bitl l'shiva suffices. Nirikapirish Rashi, de bitl d'hacha kol zman mitzvah sukkah. It seems to me like Rashi pshat, that when we say bitl, he would just mean for the extent of the mitzvah of sukkah. Dumya, dumiyut d'kosel v'charit, shebein beiz chatzeres d'perek halon. He says, after all, I'll show you a parallel case. Our Gemara drew a parallel between Bitl by Sukkah and Bitl by Tumas Meis, right? To fill up the space, you no longer have a valid Ohel. The Rush says, let's take a look at a third area of Halacha, where you seem to have a parallel notion. Our Gemara already told us that this isn't unique to Sukkah, that we can, because there's a global concept, we can compare Sukkah and Tumas Meis. Let's look at another case where we're looking at closing up the space, and that is, I have a wall, or I have a ditch, that's machalik between two makomos. I have a chatzar over here, a chatzar over there, and they're separated by a wall, or they're separated by a ditch. A ditch, as we're going to see as we move on Davdal, it can also be mechitzos. If you're in a ditch, so you have the sides are mechitzos. If the ditch is 10 tefachim deep. So that's a mechitza. We divide this space into two distinct chatzeros. How about, the Gemara wants to know, if I fill up that charitz? There was a ditch that separated the right side from the left side, the north side from the south side, but then I filled up that ditch with stuff. So does that ruin the mechitza? Does that now transform this into one space? Let's just, we have a plethora of colors here. This is just lovely. Whew. So this is a side view. So usually we have two chatzeros that look like this. Right. Looking from the side, here's the house, and here's the house, and here's the house, and here's the house. But let's imagine instead. Right, another way of imagining two chatzeres is like this. Right, here's one chatzer, here's another chatzer, and there's a ditch in between the two of them. 10 tefachim or more. So we see this as chatzer number one, and we see this as chatzer number two. Right? So in terms of making an area of chatzeres, probably, I believe, 4 tefachim. So now you have a charitz, and now it's, that's mafsek these into two distinct places. Let's say I fill up the charitz with stuff. Use the purple for that. Now it's smooth across the top. So is that now considered one big chatzar, and they have to make one big Erev chatzeres? Exactly. So it should depend. The Gemara there says, you saw the Gemara, right? Oh, it depends. Parallel to our Gemara, well, it depends. What are you putting there? Are you being mavafle? Not being mavafle. A lot of the parallel issues. So that's what the Rosh is quoting. Back in the Rosh, he's quoting Perek Halon. That's a Perek near the end of Erevin, Daf Ayin Zayin Amid Beis. There the Gemara seems to say pretty clearly, D'loboy bitl ela ba'osa Shabbos. The Gemara there says that all you need is your mavatil, that stuff there, for the course of Shabbos. And that's good enough. How does he know that it says over there, bitl isn't forever, over there, bitl just until Shabbos is over, which is very obviously parallel to bitl until Sukkot is over. How does the Rosh know that when you fill up the ditch, as long as it's there for the course of Shabbos, that's a valid bittul? How does he know? Because the Gemara says, "Dikamar hasam the davar shein mitzul b'Shabbos b'mayit av a davar hanitul ainu b'mayit." Because the Gemara there tells us, if you put the stuff and you put in his muktza, boom, so that's bittul. That eliminates the ditch. But if it's something that's not muktza, that doesn't eliminate. What's the matter with the muktza or not muktza? If it's muksa, I'm not going to move it. If it's not muksa, I will move it. Yeah, but if it's muksa, I'm not going to move it over Shabbos. I'm going to move it on Sunday or Monday or Tuesday. Muksa just pushes it off till after Shabbos. So says the Rosh, Gevaldik. The Rosh says, yeah, but once it's muksa, so that means I know until after Shabbos is over, the guy won't move it. We didn't, right? So the Rosh says, a riot from the fact that, again, let's recap. From the fact that in Erevin, the Gemara is mechalik between stuffing a ditch with something muktzah versus stuffing just something not muktzah, that proves to me, like Rashi says, the horizon, the time frame for bittul is only limited to the time frame, whatever the time frame for that halacha is. Sukkah, 7 days. Shabbos, just Shabbos. So in Mele, if it's muktzah, automatically I'm not going to move it until Shabbos is over. Yeah.
He doesn't mean
Bidul
forever, and we just
want to
make sure that every single Shabbos that goes by, and
it's done. Yeah, but how about Monday and Tuesday? Forever would mean not just Shabbos. Forever would mean 7 days a week for the rest.
We don't want to do it on Shabbos because it's
no, we want to know was the question there is similar parallel to the question here. Is this still considered to be an open space? It has to be stuff inside of it? Or did that, whatever that purple stuff that I put in there, blended and became a raised floor? Right? Here, a raised floor is a kulo, because I'm bringing the floor within 20 amas of tach, now it's kashan. Over there, a raised floor be a chumra, and now I'm making a single chatzah. Right? But anyway, it's the same issue. Does this raise the floor? And the Gemara there says, well, it depends whether it's muktzah or not. But muktza only means I'm not going to move it Shabbos. You're right, next Shabbos also. But maybe I'll move it Sunday or Monday. What does being muktza help? According to Ben Hanan, according to Rashi, it's Gevaldik. My horizon is just Shabbos. Muktza means for the entire chunk of time which matters, according to Rashi, I'm not going to move it. And I would suggest to you that chap of the rush plays itself out in two other cases. But number one, in terms of Tosis. Let's take a look back at Tosis. Then we will turn our attention to the Ritva. Take a look at Tosis. The top Tosis on Dalab and Alf. Right, they're going back to the beginning. The Gemara says, Kar Muksasas doesn't work. And the Gemara said, why are Kar Muksasas not help? Even if your mamash revatal them. The Afar and the Tavim, we could discuss. Bittel, no Bittel. Right? But the Gemara says, Kar Muksasas, even with Bittel, it doesn't help. No matter what you do, it doesn't help. It's not Mamayit. Why? Why are pillows and mattresses don't didn't ever raise the floor level? Because Batalata, even though you're Mavatalit, but that's so anomalous. Who's Mavatal Karmaksas? Who will they do that? They get ruined. The valuable stuff. Teven, Afar, okay. Some people will, some people won't. Reasonable. But to take valuable pillows and mattresses and leave them on the floor, Mavatal them to stay on the floor for whatever period of time we're talking about. That's absurd. Even if you mean it, that's absurd. So what does Tosis say? The top Tosis in Dalma. The low dummy, Dave Maslow of Apalgav. The low dummy, La Arniki, the Perakalon. This is not comparable to the case of the the big sack of money or the chest, what have you, sack of money probably. The Ikalamanda on the Gemara in Ervin, same parak that the Rosh has quoted, two blot and a half later, Dafayin test. Ikalamanda Amar Dafilu Arner Kimavatel Inish. There the Gemara said that there was a one day who held that even an Arnaki can work to raise the floor level. A person, the Gemara had one shita that a person would Mavatel money bags, chests of money. Treasure. Period. End of Tosfos. This is one of those short Tosfos that you've probably heard from other Gemaras. Oftentimes, you think that the long Tosfos looks very hard. The Lamaisa is often the shortest Tosfos and the toughest nuts to crack. Because the long Tosfos, no one usually ends in, if it's really long, it probably is multiple paragraphs. And the longer Tosfos usually means that Tosfos is more explicit what he's trying to say. He'll articulate the kasha, articulate the tarot, he talks. You have to figure out what the kavanas are, but he makes it clear where he's going. Short Tosfos often, your left is often short because like there are lines missing almost. Like a lot was left implied. You look at the Tosfos, you wonder, what did you say? It's not the same as Arnaki. Is that Akasha? Is that Teretz? Is that Araya? Is that what's Tosfos saying? It's like an enigmatic Tosfos. So L'chora, I think, the way to read Tosfos, is he's saying, he's implying a kasha and telling you, ain't lahakshos. Don't ask this kasha. And this is not the same as Arnaki. What would Arnaki, if this was the same as Arnaki, what would happen? What would happen by Arnaki? He said, you have bags of money, you have chests of money, and containers of cash, and the Gemara had a shita that the container of cash is batel. So how does it interface with our Gemara? Yeah, right. Oh, you mean to tell me people wouldn't leave mattresses on the floor, but bags of money you would leave on the floor? Really? It sounds like a kal v'chomer to me. Right? If you're not going to leave mattresses on the floor, you're sure not going to leave bags of money around. That's pretty absurd. Right? You're saying, I know who would waste $200, $500 worth of mattresses to just to make a floor? What? And a bag of $1,000, $10,000 you wouldn't leave? That's a pretty expensive floor. And they're much. You could take one or two of those bills and pay for a very nice floor and keep the rest for yourself. Who's using an arnaki as a floor? So the Chora Tosfos is trying to say there really is a kasha. Hayitachin. Here we're saying people wouldn't even use karmaksasos as a floor. And there the Gemara has a havmi that you use money bags as a floor. It doesn't fit. If there's even a sheet that they would use an arnaki. Would be batel. Certainly, we should all agree that karmaksasos, which again are much less valuable, or much less dense with value than arnaki, certainly should be valid. Says what Tosfos is really trying to say is you might have asked Akasha. There's a seer between our Gemara and Sukkah Daf Gimel and Daf Dalet versus Ervin Daf Ayin Tes. Here we're saying you have something of moderate value, like pillows and mattresses. Ah, oh, no one will be involved to that. If you are, but it's so weird, it's so absurd, it's so unusual. And meanwhile, the Gemara and Ervin entertain the possibility that if something way more valuable, you would be involved to. Arnaki, what's going on? Is it here or is it here? Right. The Chora Tosfos is saying the language that perhaps later Rishonim and Achronim would have used is Ein Lahakshos. Tosfos says, lo dummy. Our Gemara is not similar to that Gemara. Don't what you think, oh, it's a stira, they're not the same. Like, Ein Lahakshos. Don't ask Akasha. Our Gemara is much more willing to reject ideas as absurd. Even mattresses don't work. I mean, the Gemara there is saying that maybe a money bag works. No, it's not the same. No kasha, they're not comparable. Now, Tosfos implied the kasha without actually saying it explicitly as a kasha, and they entirely left out what's missing in Lagamri? The Teretz. Don't worry, it's not the same. Well, can you please explain that? You raised a great kasha indirectly, and now you left me hanging. What's the answer? So, what's the answer? Now that we learned to rush, what's the answer? Taka Gakasha! So the first thing you should do, methodologically speaking, in terms of the tools in your toolkit as an aspiring lamdan, you see a Tosfos, you're like, I see, the first thing, hopefully, you recognize that below dummy and read it the way we just read it. The same, It's not the same. I read the text once or twice or three times. Okay, I think he's trying to say ve'en lahakshos. He's presenting akasha backhandedly. Instead of saying ve'en tomar, ve'shlomar, he's saying, don't ask this kasha. Okay. But then he's saying, but bad enough that the kasha was employed, the teretz is left out. So the first thing you should do, you don't think the teretz is left out?
He gives the teretz.
I would say the teretz.
He just needs a follow-up question. It says the teretz. There's a fundamental pillar.
Really?
Because the answer is because we have a shita that says we can't. So the follow-up question should be, why does that shita say that?
I think that's all part of the kasha. The kasha is, lo dami la arnaki is not in and of itself a kasha. What's a kasha? The problem is we have evidence about arnaki, and we have evidence about karmic sauces. What's our evidence about arnaki? The Gemara tells me you have a data point. Here we have a din about karmic sauces. In the hierarchy of value, so upper is the lowest. Tevin and Rei is higher. And karmic sauces is even higher. And then arnaki, is not much like, meta and money. So we're saying this, you can very easily be vatal. Tevin also can be vatal. The karmic sauce does not lend itself to bittul. So you would have assumed, if all I had was my Gemara, I would have said what? Okay, an anarchy, certainly. The fact that there exists an item called an anarchy is not akasha. The problem is if the Gemara suggests that maybe anarchy lends up to bittul, that's a stira. If everyone held that anarchy is not bittul, so fine. That's beautiful. Karmakas is not bittul, anarchy is not bittul. Okay. The problem is, one second, when you look at the Gemara, ikulaman da arma, that it is bittul. The Gemara says, whoa, that's a problem. Or, I should have said, that's a problem.
So just asking, see this question, maybe why are people batel?
Well, what do you mean, see this question?
Meaning, people aren't batel by...
Our Gemara says people would never be batel karmic sasos, and meanwhile, you should base our Gemara who said, a money bag, for sure no one's batel that. That's absurd, what? Batel daito. Like, our Gemara says, batel daito... meanwhile, the Gemara in Erevin, it says, we could entertain the possibility of people of Vatal Arnaki, which is even more Vatal Karmic Sauces. That's an incredible kasha.
I thought he was reading it as the kasha is why by Arnaki is a Vatal, or it's more valuable, as opposed to here by Karmic Sauces, where you say it's not Vatal, it's Vatal, it's Vatal.
Right.
And to think his answer, because Arnaki is fundamentally different, because by Arnaki, there are people who are Vatal.
Who said that's the kasha?
Why?
Because if I didn't know the ikulaman dharma that arna came about to the inish, so what's the problem? Argar says karmic sasas. So I would assume the stoma, if you asked me, how about arnaki? Arnaki for sure is not batal. Period. That's what I've said. What's the kasha? Is the kasha only once you demonstrate to me, I have Gemara number two that suggests that perhaps arnaki is batal. The Tosas left us with a kasha. So I would, Snow? What do you want to say? He's implying, don't worry, it's not Shver.
And he answers that it's different because there's a man that Amar holds that Arnaki is being about.
That's not the...
Why are they not the same? Because they're different?
No, but that is the problem. Our Gemara says that to be mevatel karmic sasos is incredibly rare, so much so that even if you have an anomalous person, a contrarian person, who chooses mevatel karmic sasos, he is so in the minority that by his own personal bittul won't even count. And meanwhile, the Gemara in Erevin says entertains the possibility that you can mevatel something even more valuable.
So it's saying, it's to say just because we have a mandal that says that's what the kula is. That would seem that we're saying is that the follow-up question is why does that mandal hold like that?
I think this might be a question of semantics, by which I mean, I think we might all be saying the same thing, but sort of structuring it differently. Well, let's read the Tosis again. But I think we all agree that at the end of Tosis, we're left wondering, how do you reconcile the din in Sukkah with at least one Shita in Erevin? But some of you sort of structured it as a kasha, a teretz, and then a follow-up kasha. I would structure this as a kasha. So I think it's a question of how you structure things, but I think essentially it's the same thing. Let's read Tosas inside again. The afa gav de batlinu bato daita itzakodah. Right, the Dibra Maskel was what? Was that kar muksasa does not, might, even if you did a bittel, whatever bittel means, even you did a bittel, it doesn't even count. Why? Because to be mevatel, the choice to be mevatel karmic sasos is such a rare choice that even if you made that choice, it doesn't count. Because batel daita etzakadam says Tosis. For lo dami la'arniki, here we're saying no one's mevatel. It's so rare to mevatel karmic sasos. Therefore, how pidin they never batel. It's not the same as arniki. Which in Perek Halon we said ikal man da'arma pidin arniki mevatel inish. The Gemara in Ervin says that by arniki, there are those, Gemara says there is a shita, that arniki is batel. Mamish, full of money. But if you're leaving there in the ditch, shine, batel. So I would have thought, says Taisa, says, our Gemara is not the same as that Gemara. It's not comparable. In other words, I would have asked Akasha, that how could it be that our Gemara says even a less valuable item like Karmuk Sasos is already, that doesn't lend itself to Bittel. Meanwhile, the Gemara Avon is saying that a far more valuable item, Arniki, almost chock full of cash, incredibly in terms of value density, like value, monetary value per unit of volume, it's far more dense with value. And that's really the issue that Gemara has been looking at. Afar versus Tevin versus Karvizah versus Arniki. Gemara says even Gon Ehrman says it has a much different bar. Even in Arniki, Gemara says there are those who hold you can mevatel in Arniki. So all the more so, she has to mevatel karmic sasos. You know, our Gemara said, no, karmic sasos, nothing to talk about. Not about. So often, and you would have known the implied question is, our Gemara puts a bar over here, and the Gon Ehrman puts a bar over here. What's going on? But Tosis says, no, it's not the same. The question is, well, why isn't that the same? In what way is it not the same? What's the chiluk? You tell me, no, they're different. Different in terms of what? Different that Erevin and Sukkah aren't comparable? What's the difference? So the first thing you would do, I think, is to look in the Tosis Rush. Look in the other Balei Tosos and see a Tosis Rush from Sebeir Peretz. Maybe someone adds the missing line. Maybe someone will give the kasha and also say the teretz. But if you look, as far as I look, right, that you should do that first. That often will help. Here it happens not to. That is the right first response. It doesn't always work. It will often work. However, the Tosas Harush doesn't help you, but the Piskei Harush, I think, does. We just learned the Rush in Siman Beis. What was his yisod? Improving Rashi from a different Gemara.
We saw that since it says specifically the Mevatel because of the fact that you can't move it on Shabbos, it implies that only needs to be Mevatel for one day or for the day you need it.
Right. So the Rush in the Piskei Rush, his objective was to figure out Psak Halacha. Should we follow Rashi or Reina Chananel? So he said, I'll bring you a riot to Rashi from the Gemara in Erevin Ayin Zayin, excuse me, that Davar Hanital is batel. Why? Because if your whole horizon is only Shabbos, so as long as it's Muksa and you're dealing with observant Jews, so no matter how valuable it is, they're not going to move it. Right? That doesn't work by Sukkah, because by Sukkah it's a 7-day horizon. So Yom Tif, Shabbos, Chol Hamoed, fine, but Chol Hamoed, the regular days of Chol Hamoed, people will move it. So Muksa doesn't help you. Muksa doesn't save the day by Sukkah, because it's a 7-day horizon. But the Rush pointed out, by Shabbos, it does save the day. And that lechora is what, I think, the simplest way to understand Tosos. It's again, and Rush was the end of the Balya Tosos. We don't have a line like this. In the Tosos HaRashi didn't explain it, but he gives it, I think, the clue in the Piskei Rush. What's the answer, Rav Osai? Why lo dami? Why is there no stira between the Gemara in Erevin that maybe an Arnaki is batal versus the Gemara in Sukkah here that even Karam Chassus, which are less valuable, are not batal? The answer is... The answer is...
Because I'm willing to be
mabata
of my arnaki for one day, but I might not be.
Say even better. You're saying good, and say better. Yeah. Boom! Because arnaki is more valuable over the course of Shabbos. It's saying nita. So it's muksa. So that's your saving grace. I can't. Now, on the other hand, the question is, but it's a bag of money. So even though people know it's muksa, maybe we should be worried that they're going to buy hook or buy crook. Maybe there are ways to move muksa behetra using my feet, whatever. It is a bag of money. That's $10,000 lying there. So are people going to figure out a way to move it with their toes or whatever? Or are we worried that people will be nikshal with that amount of money? And we're not so convinced that people will keep Rahman al-Slam. Maybe people will be nikshal hilchus muksa. But again, l'chora, I think, that's the simplest way to understand the missing line in Tosfos. Below dummy, because, again, this is all built on Rashi. In other words, once you said the same, it's what the Rush said. That's what the earlier by Rush, the end of the Balya Tosfos, that might be what the earlier Balya Tosfos were thinking as well. That when, if you accept Rashi, that by Sukkah it's Shiva, so then by Shabbos it's, by Erevin it's just Shabbos. And once it's by Erevin it's just Shabbos, so then, yeah, of course, lo dummy. Because you're right, Arnaki is more valuable, but by Arnaki is muksa. If Kar Muksa is AR and muksa, even if they were muksa, it wouldn't matter because you're looking at the whole sukkahs. But Arnaki, once you assume you only look at Bittul Shiva or Bittul Shabbos, lo dummy la Arnaki. Arnaki, the Gemara entertains the possibility, even though it's so valuable, it's Bittul for the course of Shabbos. But here we're talking about Shabbos, no Shabbos. The fact that muksa is not going to save you. So we need to look at, without any, in Sukkah, we're saying without any halachic restrictions, just in terms of mitzias of the economic and psychological decisions that people will make. So, do the economics work out? Would sufficient number of people be willing to leave mattresses in that position for 7 days to raise the floor? The Gemara says, that's incredibly rare. Maybe 1%, maybe 0.1% of people who make such an economic decision. So God says, no good. Arnaki? Yeah, Arnaki is more valuable, but over the course of Shabbos, people who are Shomer Shabbos are going to leave the Arnaki there. It may be a hard Nisayon. It may be a hard Nisayon, because it's a lot of money, but at Shabbos, there's a halachic restriction. But Sukkah, we're talking about Chol Hamoed also. So there's no halachic restriction of Muksa, besides the fact that Karmic Sosa aren't even Muksa anyhow. So that's why I think that's so the Tosfos, again, what does this recap what we just saw? Then we'll take some questions. Let's recap what we just saw, and then we'll take some questions, Rabbi Yisai. So what did we just see? We saw our Gemara, Rashi raises 3 points. The first of which is a question of what's the shiur of Bittul. Bittul has to be for how long? Rashi had argued Bittul, it's sufficient to have a Bittul l'shiva. And last time we reviewed what we saw last time, which is Luran's riot to Rashi from Ahalos. And now we forged into the Rush's riot to Rashi. That was from a Gemara in Erevin. That's what introduced us to the notion, the application, the way you would apply this idea to Shabbos is, to Erevin, is just the course of Shabbos, which means Lamasa, that if it's Muktza, that alone is reason to be Batel, and that I think is driving what Tosis is saying. We had a chance to work on how you read Tosis, and also, and noticing, being sensitive to what is being said explicitly, what is being implied, and what is not being said at all. And L'chora Tosis, Tosa Rush can't help us, but the Rush, it makes sense, our second line of defense in understanding the Tosas, we look at the other Chachmei Ashkenaz, particularly the Rush. He stares us in the face. He already told us. We talk about Shabbos in the context of Shabbos. So the fact that it's Muksa is an issue because of Rashi's approach. Because the application of Rashi's horizon, 7 day horizon by Sukkah to Erevin is 24 hours. 24 hours, all of which are bound by Hilchos Muktzah, so the Muktzah can save the day. Musk might even save the day by money, even though it's incredibly valuable. And there certainly is a temptation. It would be psychologically very hard to leave it there. But le'idachi, so the din is, I should leave it there. The din requires, it's muksa, either I'm going to move it in some very awkward way with my toes, with my nose, with my teeth, or it's just going to stay there. And maybe we'll have someone watch it to make sure it doesn't, the money bag doesn't grow legs over the course of Shabbos and walk away. Whatever we're going to do, the people are keeping the din, so pashtus means it's going to stay there. So that could be the X factor, which is why, despite the fact that Arniki is more valuable than Karmic Sassos, but in Shabbos, the issues are not only economic factors and there's cost-benefit analysis and psychological factors, but there's also the halachic factor. The fact that it's muksa for the entire time frame is alone reason to say, even though it's very valuable, it's going to stay there. It's reasonable to say, to accept that bittel, and therefore it is batel. We have 5 minutes left, 6 minutes left to the bell. So let's first talk about what's left of the sugya. Maybe we'll start tomorrow morning before a Sfarim sale visit. We'll start tomorrow morning right away with Rap. I would like to see the Ritva. I think we should not leave the sugya hanging until next week. Next week we'll start fresh. Next week, next week, Mitzvah Shem, we're going to be jumping into the world of Mechitzos, which you have seen a fair amount of in Bekiyas. And the world of Mechitzos is actually the next piece of Gemara is going to transition us from height of the sukkah into the world of Mechitzos, and that's where you can take us to Dalam Alp, Dalam Beis. Hey, there's a lot going on. We will jump into the beginning of next week. The Bli Neder tomorrow morning, we'll start the morning with the last shir on this. So again, I want to take a look at the Ritva and see how the Ritva is responding to all these different points. Let's take one or two questions and then an important public service announcement about tomorrow night. Yeah, I don't know who's first. Yossi.
If we're worried about books, I know it's more strict, but why are we not nervous that this person is smart enough to know that he has more than 20 awa sukkah, and therefore he has to put something down. He's also he's into this mitzvah enough that he's willing to put down all his pillows and blankets. So why are we not assuming that, okay, now it's yadiv, and he probably still wants a kosher sukkah? Why are we assuming he knows that he can't move it, or else he won't have a kosher sukkah? So, and also, he knows that if he takes it away, or at least according to Rashi, that he has to have it at least bottled for 7 days. So he knows that he's not doing something right. So I know that we're assuming that someone's not is going to follow the rules of Buksa, but someone should, at least in this case scenario, we should assume that someone is going to be following all the rules of sukkah that he already knows.
Let me make sure I understand your question. You're saying the fellow we're talking about, our Gemara, obviously is a Shomer Halacha. He cares about having the proper sukkah. So therefore, why shouldn't we assume he'll be careful about Muktza and about Hilchos Sukkah? So number one, Muktza, so that's your question. Number one, so Muktza, number one, a different Gemara. Right? Muktza isn't relevant here.
He's going to be careful about Muktza, but not as careful about...
Oh, about sukkah. It's not connected. Oh, that's what you're seeing. The same way it's connected. I didn't move money on Shabbos. You're it's connected. I didn't to take the stuff out of your sukkah because now your sukkah is puzzle. That's what you're saying. So that's an interesting point. It's an interesting point. It could be the answer is, but taking the things out of your sukkah is not an avera. It's that if you take stuff out of your sukkah is no longer kosher.
Right, but he wants the sukkah enough to put down the
floor. Okay, but he might be thinking, I'll take it out now, we'll bring something in later, we'll use a different sukkah. Certainly, the aversion is not the same. In other words, the act of removing the mattress is not in of itself an avira, it's just disqualifying your sukkah. So that means later on, you're going to have to either refill your sukkah or find a different sukkah. So the idea of, later on there may be a problem. Plenty of people won't do something out of there now. But, whatever happens later, it'll be, leave things for later. Right? Plenty of us are good people, but we sometimes leave stuff for later. And so it's not necessarily the same as by Muktzah, Shabbos. The very act of moving it is itself an Avera. So I think it's not comparable. So, yeah.
Does he have to be Bustle? Can he be Bustle for part of this?
No. Rashi is very clear, it has to be for the whole sukkah.
That was what I was
the whole shiva.
That's what I just said just before, though, that doesn't make sense, though. If he has to be possible, he has to be possible a kol sheva. So then, if he decides to move it later, doesn't that not work?
No, that's correct. And the reason why LP did it only works, we're saying, look at the guy, look at this fellow, look at the case, look at what his intentions are, then let's assess whether that degree of bittul suffices to be considered an extension of the floor of the halacha. So if it's insufficient commitment, either in terms of the strength of his commitment, intensity, or in terms of the extent, how long his commitment is to keep it there, let me say that's not it. We believe him, but it's not good enough. If he's mavatel for the next 2 days, we say we believe you're mavatel the next 2 days, but that doesn't work.
So he's not going to move that on day three.
If he committed to not move it for 2 days, day three he might move it. He says, I'm planning to be in the sukkah. Look, I'm going to my in-laws halfway through Chol Hamoed. So I'm going to be home for the next 4 days. So I'm planning to leave the mattresses here for the next 4 days. And then before I leave, I'm going to bring the mattresses back in. So say, I'm sorry, sir, if you're planning to bring the mattresses in the middle of Chol Hamoed, then it doesn't even count at the beginning. Okay, maybe renegotiate what you plan. Okay. Yeah.
Does the Rosh say that, does the Rosh disagree with Tosfos and say the Gemara's agree since he justifies how the Arnei Gemara works with our Gemara?
Again?
The Rosh said that it would be the Mevatel the wallet since it's Muksa. So does the Rosh say that the other Gemara agrees with our Gemara?
Yes, correct. The Gemara, the Rosh, I'm arguing that the Rosh would agree with Tosfos. I think the Rosh is giving us the idea that lies behind Tosfos is implying teretz, or what they were thinking of. And presumably the Rosh would agree with that.
So the Tosfos says, "Deikel amanda amar adafil arnei mevatel enesh." That seems to be saying the other Gemara has a view that you would be mevatel even more expensive things, not just that.
That was Tosfos's gosh. Well, no, we have to. That may be the reason why it's batal.
So is the Gemara talking about Shabbos?
Yeah. That's an Erevin.
Ein Zayin
Beis is from the Shabbos. As is Ein Tesnafiv, I believe also. Take a look. I believe that's the Shabbos.